Blog Talk Radio.
One word, that's all we got.
Shalom, family. This is Brother Daywell. And thank you for joining me again, Bible 101. It's a little bit of Black Eyed Peas. You know, where's the love? And it's really talking about what we see out in this world. And that's something that the Most High has been putting on my mind lately. Especially talking about the topic that we've been speaking on, communication. So we went through some scriptures and we saw that communication with the Most High is important. Number one. But communication between brothers and sisters, your neighbor, is just as important. We also saw that how they interact between one another. But what we have in this world, 2015, this world system that we live in, is a severe lack of communication between men and women and the Most High. And men and women and their neighbors. We are seeing the effects of us not doing what Yah says. This world is in total disarray. This world is full of evils and full of malice. And everybody swears they have the answer. Everybody's looking to economic freedom as far as black people go. We need to do something economically, hurt these people in their pockets. We need to march. We need to protest. We need to do everything except for what Yahweh say do. Turn your hearts and your minds back to Him. For He is your Savior, and besides Him, there is none. What's the problem with the world? Why is the world gone to pot? We don't follow the instructions that He's laid out for us. Point blank. You know, right now we have, I've been looking, been on Facebook a little bit more, and I see a lot of people who are, we'll say, pro-black, okay, talking about boycotting Black Friday, and, you know, you have the whole thing down the University of Missouri with some football players and members of the student body are protesting to get the president of the university fired for making racist comments. You have one guy who started a hunger strike down there. Come to find out, he's from a very rich family. And now they're making a big deal out of that. You know, sometimes we lose focus on things. You know, so let's get back to communication and look at what's going on. Foundational scripture, what this is all about. The book of Matthew, chapter 22, starting at verse 35, and it reads, "Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Yahushua said unto him, Thou shalt love Yahweh thy Elohim with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. This is the first and great command. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." So, with Yahushua speaking on these things, if we can fulfill loving Yah with all our heart, all our soul, all our might, and do the exact same for our brothers, our neighbor, our sisters, love them with all our heart, all our soul, and all our might, we have fulfilled the law and the prophets. If we can do those two things. Right? But now, we're going to look into the book of James. And this is where we're really going to be focusing on tonight. The book of James, chapter 4, and we're going to start at verse 1. And it reads, "From whence comes wars and fightings among you?" When we look out into this world, that's all we see. We see war. We see fightings. And never mind, see, because one thing, people, when we see wars, we think of wars, we think of country versus country. No. You fighting with the guy up the street is a war too. You arguing and going at it with your wife or your spouse, that's a war. That's fightings. And that's all we see in this world. World star hip hop puts on people videotaping and recording, cell phone recordings of all these fightings. People just fighting. One-on-one, three-on-one, three-on-three, mobs against mobs. And what's really surprising is that a lot of times, it be women, it be girls. You see more girls on there fighting than you see men. It be young, it's young women on there swinging and beating the snot out of each other. For what purpose? Oh, you said something on Facebook to me. Oh, you was on Twitter, called me out my name on Twitter. Really? That's worth punching and kicking and stomping people in their head, causing them brain damage, reconstructive surgery to their face, knocking tooth out of the mouth, because somebody said something bad about you on Twitter, so I have to beat them up. I have to punch you in your nose. I have to hurt you because what came out of your mouth. Now I have to kick you on your head. Now I have to stomp you and brutalize you and slam you on your neck. Because you typed in, "I don't like whoever." From whence comes wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? You lust and you have not. Ye kill and you desire to have and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not because you ask not. So you're fighting for a reason because you want something. Again, like we already talked about. I punched you in your nose because you said something. Well, maybe, man. Is it you punched them in the nose because they said something? Or maybe you wanted some respect. And this person disrespected you. Maybe you wanted an apology. But you didn't go about in a way to get an apology. Your lust said, well, that person disrespect me, I'm going to just bang them in the mouth. And letting them diss me. So maybe you wanted an apology. But instead you get into a fight. Instead, now somebody has to be maimed. Malice has to happen. Why do people rob people? Is it because of their lack, or is it because of their lust? Because there's a lot of people out there that lack, but are willing to work to get what they lack. Verse 3. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lust. Some people are just so selfish. Just about them. They ask for a thing, and it's not to help anybody else. Some people might borrow money. We'll say money because that's something that a lot of people are really sensitive about. You know? Because let's face it, you need money in this world. You need money wherever you go. Everybody needs money. So when you're not the richest person on the planet, but you're willing to help somebody, and somebody borrows some money from you, and they say you're going to give it back, and then they don't give it back, something comes up, now you're bent out of shape. But some people borrow stuff, quote unquote, borrow stuff with the intention of never paying it back. Then what happens? Normally a fight. Normally quarreling, fighting happens. Communication breaks down real quick when it's dealing with something of that magnitude. When a matter like that comes up. Love is forgotten, patience is forgotten, kindness, gentleness, all that stuff, meekness, forgotten. But what is Yahweh asking of us when we are to communicate with Him, to love Him with all our hearts, all our heart, all our hearts, all our minds, all our strength? And we are to show that same communication with our brothers. He said, don't be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That's the whole point of communicating with the Most High. That's the whole point of communicating with your brother. So you won't handle things the way the world have you handle things. You won't give into your lusts. Because if anybody is honest with themselves, we don't want to do good. That's the truth of the matter. In no situation do we want to do good. And we give in to our lusts. See, when we put on this little phoniness about ourselves, oh, no, brother, I only was looking out for your good, you know. I was only, you're phony. Stop lying. Because you can fool men, but you cannot fool the Most High. You can't. Until we are truly transformed. Until we, like Michael Jackson said, until we truly look at that man in the mirror and ask him to change, then the world will change. It has no choice but to change. If you want to change the world, change you. We have this old saying, you know, some people just set in their ways. Some people just set in their ways. You know how they're going to react? And a lot of times, it's true. We know how people are going to react because we experience how they react. We know in certain situations, this person is going to react in that manner. He's going to blow up in this certain situation. Men, husbands, do it with their wives. We know how to push our wives' buttons. Wives, do it to husbands. They know how to push our buttons. And they know how to get the reaction out of us. We know how to get the reaction out of them. So when the reaction finally changes, it's mind-boggling to them. When they push that button, when they push the red button, because they know the red button going to blow them up, and they don't get the reaction that they're looking for, what they do? Push harder. And keep on pushing harder. And keep on pushing harder. But if they don't get the reaction that they're looking for, then what? When Yah finally changes you through constant communication with Him, and then you put that into practice by constantly communicating with your brother in the right manner. Your brother, your wife, your spouse, whoever, the people that you can see, feel, touch on this planet. Then what? The world has changed. It's one less behind in this world. It's changed, and it's changing for the better. And it's not going to, and again, something we can't figure, it's not going to happen overnight. It's not one of those things where patience just falls from the sky on you and you're patient. Mm-mm. You're going to get put in situations where your patience can be exercised, where you have the choice to exercise patience or react the way that you've been reacting. That's how it works. That's what the words say. You have to exercise it. If you want to lose weight, exercise. Do something that causes you to lose weight. Want to build muscle? Exercise the muscle you're trying to build. That's all to it. But if you never exercise or you never work it out, don't complain that you're still flubbery, fat, whatever you want to call yourself. You didn't lose those excess pounds. Can't complain. You ain't putting no work in. So it's times, you know, when we don't communicate, you know, we feel as though the Most High ain't communicating with us. Well, are we communicating with Him? And are we communicating with our brothers? Are we exercising the practices? Are we putting in practice the things that He say do? You can't isolate yourself and then say, well, I don't feel as though anybody's communicating with me. Well, you isolated yourself. It's not that nobody's communicating with you. You cut the lines off. You cut the phone off. You know, you cut, it's like, you know, you go to bed, cut the ring off. You don't want the phone to ring, you don't want to hear the ring, cut the ring off. You know? I used to do that all the time. Because I wanted to get some sleep, I would cut the ring off and just go to sleep because I know the phone is going to ring and wake me up. so I will cut the ring off. Have my alarm set and cut the ring off and go to sleep. And I finally, I will get some good rest. But you know, we have to start practicing and putting in work to achieve the things that we say we want to achieve. You know? In the book of Romans, chapter 8, starting at verse 5, it reads, For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. People who look to satisfy this flesh, that's what they're going to do. Got a friend of mine, and on her little Facebook page, she has a picture of a man holding, I think it's like a dollar bill or something. It's some type of monetary. It's a dollar bill, 20 or whatever. And the caption says, "You see this? This is the only thing I chase after." So the only thing you're chasing is money. And you wonder why you're always short. It's a reason why it's called a paper chase. Because you will always be chasing after money. You will always be short. You never catch it. People sit up there and talk, man, I'm on my grind. 20 years later, I'm on my grind. Well, whenever you grind something, eventually you have to stop grinding it because it runs out. You still grinding? You still trying to run after and fulfill these flesh, the things of this flesh, which are fleeting? Because you do know, once you fulfill one desire, once you fulfill one lust, that lust is going to change. The things that you like at 15 ain't the same things you liked at 20. And the things that you liked at 20 ain't the same things you liked at 25. Your desires in this earth grows and it changes. And normally, it gets more. You have more desires, which causes you to chase more paper. And as long as you're chasing paper, you're not chasing the Most High, which is what you're supposed to be pursuing. Like the words say, pursue love. In fact, let me look that up for a second. Come right back here. One second, family. I have to find it. I'll find it in another, at another time. Yeah, but this, you're supposed to be pursuing after the Most High. And as long as you're chasing after things, I'm sorry, it says peace. My mistake. You're supposed to seek peace and pursue it. And in Psalms chapter 34, verse 14, and it's what we're going to be talking about, because we're talking about the evils of this world. The word says, Psalms 34:14, it says, "Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. So that's what you're supposed to be pursuing. Peace. One of the fruits of the Spirit. But most people are pursuing the things, the lust of the flesh. That's what they're pursuing. That's what they're running after. You know? But back in the book of Romans, it says, "For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of flesh, do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit." Verse 6, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." You know, one of the things that we're supposed to be pursuing. So there's a spiritual mind that we're supposed to be pursuing and running after, and it brings us to peace. It brings us to joy. It brings us to long-suffering. It brings us to forbearance and love. It brings us to all those fruits of the Spirit when we are spiritually minded. But in our natural state, we die. Because that's all you see going out in the world today. Death, destruction. Some deaths are slow death. Some deaths are quicker. Some people are using illicit drugs. Slow death. Eating all kinds of unclean food and overabundances of foods that they ought not eat. Eating foods cooked the wrong way. Slow deaths. Then some people just out here just murdering. Quick deaths. Get it over with. Bam! Your life is worth nil. Nothing. Everywhere around you, that's all you see. Death. And people are running after it. They're pursuing after death. In our natural state. A man will literally, and they say this, not even realizing, that's exactly what's happening. You are working yourself to death. The word mortgage literally means death pledge, a mortgage for your house, mortgage. It's a death pledge, as my brother brought out. This is the house I'm going to die in. But people don't look at it that way. I'm pledging to die in this house. That's all we see is death and destruction around us. Verse 6 again. "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." Verse 7. "Because the carnal mind is enmity against Yah." Why is it enmity? Why is it enemy of Yah? Why is it hostile against Yah? Opposite of Yah? "For it is not subject to the law of Yah, neither indeed can it be." Neither indeed can be. So we live in America, the United States of America. Anybody who does not follow the rules, the regulations, or the law of the land is hostile against the laws of the land. therefore an enemy to America. Was no different than Yah. He has set down rules, regulations for his people, anybody who calls themselves Yisrael. If you are Yisrael, you follow those rules and those regulations. His rules, his regulations. Therefore, not being an enemy of Yah. Because what you're showing, Father, your feast days are upon us. I'm keeping them. Therefore, I am not your enemy. Don't look at me as your enemy. Because I'm striving to obey you. I'm not going to treat my brother ill. I'm not going to murder him. I'm going to look out for the good of my brother. Therefore, see me as your friend, your ally, and not your enemy. That's what we're saying to him. We're obeying your law. We're striving to obey you, Yah. One of my brothers brought out a very, very, very profound thing. And when you look at what the word says, he says, one of the reasons why so many murders, so many seditions, all these things happening out in this world, so many sadistic things are happening out in this world, for one reason only, when we look upon our fellow man, we do not see Yah. But he said, man made in his image and his likeness. That's what he said. But guess what? See, because he said that, he said man is made in his image and his likeness. But we always beefing with one another. Man against woman, woman against man. Well, you couple that. The fact that we are made in his image, in his likeness, and you put in that other scripture that says, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. We wrestle against spirits, principalities. That's what we're wrestling against. Spirits and principalities. So could it be that sometimes we have an issue with the Most High? But we ain't communicating our issue with the Most High. We communicating it to our fellow man. And we treating our fellow man wrong. Because we have an issue with the Most High. Let's just say you're with some people. And you all are walking in the same direction. And for some reason or another, you decide to break off. Is it that you have an issue with the people? Or you have an issue with the one leading the people? See, because if you have an issue with the people, the physical, or if you have an issue with the spiritual, you're supposed to communicate those things to wherever, whoever you have a problem with. If there is that physical man that has that issue with you, you have that issue with him, communicate it with him and work it out. Like Paul wrote, is there not a wise man among you that can figure this stuff out? If you have an issue with the Most High, by all means, He is open ears, ready to hear what you're going to bring to him. And again, I tell you that from experience. He's waiting to hear what you have to say to him. Just like any good parent. You don't want a breakdown in the communication in the household. Well, this is the household of the Most High. What makes you think that he wants a breakdown in his household? Because he knows what a breakdown in communication will happen, and what happens when there's a breakdown in communication in the household. Because our elder brother, Hasatan, had was a breakdown in communication. He thought that he ought to been higher up. And he did not communicate to that. He didn't communicate that to the Most High. No, he communicated to other his brothers. And had a nice little rebellion up there that got him and all that followed him kicked out. You got to leave Papa House when you acting a fool. Well, Bill Cosby say, hey, I brought you in this world, I'll take you out. Verse 7 again. Romans chapter 8, verse 7. Because the carnal mind is enmity against Yah, for it is not subject to the law of Yah, neither indeed can it be. And look at the whole world. Is there a nation on this planet that can say that they are subject to the laws of Yah? Yeah, they might follow one or two of them here and there. But if you don't follow all of them, you are a lawbreaker of Yah. The same way, if you don't follow all the laws in America, you are a lawbreaker of the laws of America. Whichever one you break, that's the one you're guilty of. And you normally go to jail for it. It's a penalty behind it. So there is not one nation on this planet that is subject to the laws of Yah. As Hasatan raises up. If you hear anything in the background, please forgive me. Romans 8:8. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please Yah. Period. Yah is not impressed by your paper chasing. Yah is not impressed by your fornication, by your adulteries, by your homosexualities, by you fulfilling any lust of this flesh, by your murders, by your malice. He's not impressed by it. It's not pleasing to him. The LGBT movement. He's not impressed by it. It's not pleasing to him. I don't care what millionaire, what famous person, what celebrity say what. I don't care what the Pope said. If he has homosexual bishops, guess what? Yah is not pleased with them. Genesis chapter 6, verse 5. It reads, and Yahweh saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth. And that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. He saw this in the earth. And this is way back when. And guess what? Ain't nothing changed. When we look out into the earth, the only thoughts of man are evil, continually. Some people do good things behind for charity or whatever. But when you really look into some of these charitable organizations, they're doing it for profit for themselves. When you look at a lot of these, the CEOs and the presidents of these companies that are, because they're actually, they're companies. The March of Dimes is a company. Goodwill company. And you know, the Goodwill, that's the ultimate. You want to talk about the ultimate hustle? They get you to donate your stuff to them, and they flip it for a profit. So you give them your stuff for free, and then they go and sell your stuff that you didn't give them for free. That is the ultimate hustle. And when you look at a lot of these, the CEOs and the officers of these companies, they're making a lot of money. Whole bunch of it. So it seems like a good thing. But the intentions of it is for folks to get rich. That's evil in the mind of the Most High. That's an evil act. The whole donate for a cure, donate for the cure for cancer, donate for the cure for cancer. When people know, the doctors know that you're born with cancer cells in you. Everybody is born with cancer. And they've actually published this and told the public this, that everybody is born with cancer cells in them. So how are you going to cure something that you're born with? They actually said that, actually published, the main reason why cancer cells become active within people is their diets. So they know what's going on. But a lot of people, you know, as long as we're watching scandal, we're not watching stuff like that, important things, you know. As long as Empire is on and we're so totally distracted, and it's football season and we got 8 hours of football or 12 hours of football. It comes on ESPN and it starts about 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock in the morning. Don't go out till about 9, 10 o'clock at night. Consumed your whole day. A whole day of you watching football. Meanwhile, real stuff is going on in the world. Meanwhile, you're not getting any more closer to the Most High. Meanwhile, that's time you could have been using to communicate with the Most High. Some people will watch a day of football and be glued to their football team and football, the TV. And they'll, in one day, spend more time that they do the whole week communicating with the Most High. Because you got Sunday night football, Monday night football, Thursday night football, Then when the holidays come, you know, you have Thanksgiving football, Christmas football. And if you're into the college thing, New Year's, oh man, New Year's with those bowl games and this, that, and another, all day. 24 hours of college football. And I used to be into it. I was one of those ones, glued to the TV, watching football all day, flicking back and forth between channels. Oh, they call a timeout, they a commercial coming, flick the channel. I see what these people doing. I was one of them. So I know. I understand. But it's going to come a time when you have to make a choice. Are you going to keep pursuing the lust of the flesh? Or are you going to start pursuing Yah? Which one are you going to do? He said it like this. I wish that you was hot or cold. Which one are you going to do? Before me or against me. But you lukewarm, you sometimesy. So I spew you from my mouth. You got some folks out there, you know, I know a fella, man, he was on probation. And while he was on probation, he was court ordered not to use drugs because that was his vice. You know, he liked to use heroin, Ready Rock. That was his vice, heroin and Ready Rock. So as soon as he got off of probation, he started dabbling. Then he dabbled a little bit more. Now he's right back where he started. Don't even understand. Don't even remember. That stuff was killing you. But you missed that feeling. You missed how it felt. You missed that pleasure of the flesh. Never fill your life with anything outside of that. And you're right back where you started. And to be honest, you're worse off than where you were. You're in a worse state than where you were. In the book of Genesis, chapter 3. We're going to start at verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which Yahweh Elohim had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath Elohim said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, Elohim has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For Elohim doth know that in that day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Now, we didn't discuss this scenario plenty of times. First thing the adversary did, challenge, in this case, the word, the knowledge of the woman, as far as what the word says, as far as what she knows. Now, she got this word from her husband. So he's challenging authority. What is the world doing right now? But challenging the authority of Yah. with the LGBT movement, with these rap videos and this music that promote violence, with the violence that's out here, with the brutality, man on man brutality, people killing one another, selling drugs to one another. We see it being played out. Not to mention just the fact that now you have the whole, and this is something the whole independent woman thing, which is beyond me. Because if anybody read the word said that the woman was made for the man. So we are not independent of one another. You can't produce nothing without me. I can't produce nothing without you. So please tell me how you are independent. Even in asexual animals, animals that can produce by themselves, they have male parts and female parts. There's no asexual animals with all male parts that can produce by themselves. There's no asexual animals with all female parts that can produce by themselves. They have male parts and female parts. There's no such thing as an independent woman or independent man. That's foolishness, and it goes against the ways of the Most High. It's a challenge to his authority. She was to be a helpmeet to you, man. So why are you calling her out her name? Why are you degrading her? Why is it that, okay, I gotta have as many women as I can. Gotta have 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, 12, 155 women at one time. What is that? And women then got so worse. They then got so worse. And their theory is the thinking behind it. Well, men can do it. If a man had all these women, you don't call him a whore. Yes, I do. He's a male whore. And you are a female whore for having all those men lay up in you. You allowing all these men to lay up in you. And he's a male whore for laying with all these women. That's what they are. Because that's what Yahweh called them. Don't want to commit to any of them. You just want to use them. Which is wrong in the eyes of the Most High. That's violence against your brother. Violence against your sister. Then you might get a couple guys having sex with the same woman, or a couple women having sex with the same guy, and they fighting each other. They want to fight each other over this man who don't have a commitment to neither one of y'all. Instead of saying, hey, y'all, you don't have a commitment to me. Why am I being bothered with you? To come to their senses. Because if you come to your senses, you are pleasuring your spirit and not your flesh. You know, same friend, friend of mine. Who at one time thought being a homosexual, thought the act of homosexuality was evil. Thought that the act of adultery was evil. Now defend them. It's understandable now, you know. And you see, slowly but surely, you know, the effects of this world on people when they conform to it. Slowly but surely. Slowly but surely, people just give in. It takes the fight out of you. This world takes the fight out of you. You know, when my brother was talking about, you see this thing, you see violence in the street as normal. You see homosexuality, normal. Disrespecting your elders, normal. Gangs and all that, normal. All that stuff is normal. But like what was playing earlier, where's the love? Would these children be dying in the streets if there was more love? The 80-year-old man could walk to the corner store, as my brother was talking about. He 80 years old, walked to the corner store, lost his life. Not because of old age, because anytime a person dies of a bullet or a stab, their life is taken from them, and Almighty Yahweh did not take. They were robbed. They were cheated. They were murdered. Their life was shortened beyond their beyond what Yahweh gave them. And the sad thing is this, and we're going to read it in here, the Adam syndrome. Oh my goodness, if there was a God, if there was a God in heaven, that this is why I don't believe in God. If there was a God in heaven, why does he allow this? Why is he letting this go? No, that's not the question. The question is, why is the man thinking of violent ways to kill people? Why is he thinking that way? Why don't he see the value of life? Stop blaming Yahweh for the evil of men. Because now you want him to take choice away from you. That's what you're saying. So you can come back and say, well, God didn't allow me to do this. Mm-mm. He's allowing you to do the, make choices the way that you want to make them. You're just making the wrong choices. That's all. You can choose to live the way that he wants you to live. You can choose to show love. You can choose to have peace. You can choose to be happy, to be joyful and have gentleness. Mm-mm, you don't want that. You choose to be miserable. You choose to hold on to hate. You choose to hang on to animosity and all these hurt feelings from the past. You choose not to deal with them. We choose to lie. We choose to put on fronts. That's what we choose to do. We choose to hide ourselves. As we're going to read a little bit more. Genesis chapter 3, verse 6. And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave unto her husband with her, and he did eat. What you see, now the serpent then got her so messed up, then changed her perception, and you see the flip-flopness of a man. Of the man, of Adam, Because Adam knew exactly what Yahweh said. But now you see the woman at the head and Adam at the tail following behind her. That's not how Yahweh designed it. When she offered him that fruit. No, woman, we ain't supposed to eat that. And when this serpent came to her in the first place, Adam, this serpent over here telling me, we can touch this tree, we can eat from this tree. Or better yet, Yahweh, this serpent over here telling me to disobey you. Lack of communication. The mind is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Who can know it? Verse 7. And the eyes of them both were open, and they knew that they were naked. And they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons. Verse 8. And they heard the voice of Yahweh Elohim walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves. Still hiding. They did something wrong and you want to hide. Don't want to fess up. Don't want to stand and be a man. No, let's hide. I don't want to accept this punishment for following my flesh. Because now my eyes open. I know something coming. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of Yahweh Elohim amongst the trees of the garden. And Yahweh Elohim called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and I hid myself. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Who told you that? I never told you that, Adam. Who told you was naked? Where you learn that from? Who told you that, Adam? And furthermore, hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? Now that's a yes or no question. Either yes, I have eaten from the tree. No, I have not eaten from the tree. Let's hear the answer. And man, and the man said, the woman, hold up, that's not a proper answer. I gave you a yes or no question. I'm talking about you eating from the tree. I'm talking about you eating from the tree. Has thou eaten, have you eaten from the tree? And you telling me about a woman. First words out your mouth. Never want to accept your part in this. And that's man's condition to this very day. Why does God allow these things to happen? No. Why are you choosing to do these things, man? That's the question. That's the question. That's the question we must all stand in front of the mirror and answer. Why am I not choosing to obey his laws, his statutes, his judgments? Why? I asked the Most High to order my steps. So he ordered them. So why am I stepping out of his order? Why? Because we suffer from Adam syndrome. We want to blame everybody and everything for our shortcomings. So if you have a problem, if you have aught with your brother, you go solve the problem that you have with your brother. That's what you're supposed to do, because you have a responsibility. That's what you're supposed to be doing. But the world is so focused on everybody outside of them that they never deal with themselves. Especially those who are following the paths of Yahweh, supposedly. Because if you're following the paths of the Most High and you're not making no changes, and you're not attempting to make a change, something is wrong. And he said in verse 12, "And the man said, the woman whom thou gave to be with me, she gave of me the tree. she gave me of the tree, and I did eat." And Yahweh Elohim said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? Number 2. And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. Nobody ever said I messed up. I was wrong. I should have came to you first. Nobody ever looked at anything outside of fulfilling their own lusts. In the world, Yahweh said, this is how I'm going to show y'all. I am Mighty One. I'm going to tell you the end from the beginning. So my question to everybody, has anything changed? Has anything changed? Are people still out there fulfilling the lust of their flesh, their own flesh? Genesis chapter 4, verse 8. And it reads, "And Cain talked with Abel his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. And Yahweh said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not." Not I killed him. Not he's dead. Not he's over in the field bleeding. Not anything. I don't know. Nobody ever wants to take responsibility for their actions. Even in the slaughtering of his brother. Has anything changed? There's people out here murdered on a daily basis. And people know who murdered them, but won't say nothing. The murderer know what they did, won't say nothing. Because life, the life of people, is devalued to this person. He doesn't look at that person as his brother. He doesn't see Yah in that person. And he doesn't see Yah in himself. Verse 9 again. And Yahweh said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? Am I? You're supposed to be your brother's keeper, your brother's protector. You're supposed to be. You know, it's a sad state. The world is in a very sad state. When you think about all these hate groups and the CIA and all these different things that's going on within this world, that is one, it's focused against the whole world, the world in whole, but especially against Israel and black people in general. When you look at the fact that the leading cause of death of the black man is abortion, and then we look at in the scriptures when Moses was born, children were being aborted, young black males. Everyone under the age of 2 or 3, I believe, murdered, slaughtered, aborted to get this one. The time of the Messiah. All the children under a certain age, murdered, slaughtered, aborted, trying to find that one. This day, same thing going on. They're looking for us. Because as our brother Yaquel brings up in his blog talk, they are confederate against Yah and his hidden ones. The world is against us. The world is. But they don't have to be. They don't have to be. Yahweh's word is for them too. So you have the slaughtering of Yisrael by the world. Then you have the slaughtering of Yisrael by Yisrael. But it must come a time when we wake up, when the love of Yah enters our hearts, as it did with our brother Shaul, who started off slaughtering Yisrael. He was one of them dope boys down on the corner, killing, murdering, for lack of a better term, just to give you an analogy. He was the contract killer that was running around killing his own kind. But then the love of Yah entered his heart. And he became a very powerful tool for the Most High. Brought forth very powerful messages, very powerful insights on the Word. Right? I want to read some stuff to you. Now, you can, if you're friends with me on Facebook, all this stuff is on my timeline. But I saved a couple of these things, especially. This is from this first one is from a Chicago, and it happened, it's from the Chicago Tribune, and this happened 2 or 3 days ago. And it's from the newspaper in Chicago, the Tribune. And the headline is 22 shot in Chicago over 12 hours, including girl who was 11, and she was killed at a sleepover. So she was at somebody's house sleeping over, having a nice time with her friends, and she was killed inside the house. This happened on July 9th. I'm sorry. They posted this. Is this? Okay, this might be an older one. But they posted it a couple days ago. It says, Shamaya Adams was sitting on a bedroom floor in her best friend's home making s'mores after an evening of practicing a dance routine when the shot ripped through the house in Garfield Park. The bullet crashed through the wall of the bedroom and struck the 11-year-old in the head. She was rushed to Mount Sinai Hospital where the family kept an overnight vigil until the girl was pronounced dead at 7:33 a.m. today. All right? So, in the span of 12 hours, 22 people were shot. This one 11-year-old girl dead. Wow. 22 souls shot. One child dead. As I read this, it just made me so upset. At the same time, I was listening to, we were speaking, me and my brother, Harbell was speaking about a 9-year-old boy who was lowered into an alley. And they were trying to, they killed this 9-year-old boy who they lowered into the alley because they were trying to kill his father. You know, it was a contract out on his father. Couldn't get to the father, so they lowered the boy's son, lowered the man's son into an alley and killed him. It was another news article where it were four guys that were in a gang. And it was a little 9-year-old kid on the corner. And they thought that the 9-year-old kid was signaling or warning a rival gang that they were coming. So they killed the little 9-year-old boy. Now, I'm saying all that to say this. Yahweh said that every imagination of every thought we have is only evil continually. We don't have to be like that. When are we going to put forth the effort? When are we going to put the work in to start transforming these minds? One by one. Because I can't transform your mind. I can only transform mine. When are we going to start accepting the fact that we are evil? The things that we do are evil. And we only do evil. We only know evil. You know? That's all we know. So, So, in saying all that, let us now put forth the work and communicate with the Most High. Value one another. Start seeing our brothers and our sisters how Yah sees us in His image and in His likeness. So as we close our family, I want to read something from you from the prophet Daniel. It's in chapter 9. We're going to go from verse 1 to verse 19. So it says, in the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans, in the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of the years whereof the word of Yahweh came to Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem. And I set my face unto Adonai Elohim to speak by prayer and supplications with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. And I prayed unto Yahweh my Elohim and made my confession and said, O Adonai, the great and dreadful El, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments. We have sinned and have committed iniquity and have done wickedly and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from thy judgment. Neither have we hearkened unto thy servants, the prophets, which spake in thy name to our kings, our princes, and our fathers, and to all the people of the land. O Adonai, righteousness belongeth unto thee, but unto us confusion of faces, as at this day to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and unto all Israel that are near and that are far off through all the countries whither thou hast driven them, because of their trespass that they have trespassed against thee. O Adonai, to us belongeth confusion of face, to our kings, to our princes, and to our fathers, because we have sinned against thee. To our master, our Elohim, belong mercies and forgivenesses, though we have rebelled against him. Neither have we obeyed the voice of Yahweh our Elohim to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants the prophets. Yea, all Israel have transgressed thy law, even by departing, that they might not obey thy voice. Therefore the curse is poured upon us, and the oath that is written in the law of Moses, the servant of Elohim, because we have sinned against him, and he have confirmed his words, which he spake against us, and against our judges that judged us, by bringing upon us a great evil. For under the whole heaven have not been done as have been done upon Jerusalem. As it is written in the law of Moses, all this evil is come upon us. Yet made we not our prayer before Yahweh our Elohim, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand thy truth. Therefore hath Yahweh watched upon the evil and brought it upon us. For Yahweh our Elohim is righteous in all his works which he doeth, for we obey not his voice. and now, O Master, our Elohim, that has brought thy people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, and have gotten thee renown, as at this day we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Master, according to all thy righteousness, I beseech thee, let thy anger and thy fury be turned away from thy city Jerusalem, thy holy mountain. Because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us. Now therefore, O our Elohim, hear the prayer of thy servant and his supplications, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary that is desolate for the Master's sake. O my Elohim, incline thy ear and hear, open thy eyes and behold our desolations in the city which is called by thy name. For we do not present our supplications before thee for our righteousness, but for thy great mercies. O Master, hear. O Master, forgive. O Master, hearken and do. Defer not for thine own sake, O my Elohim, for thy city and thy people are called by thy name. So family, it's time for us to turn our hearts and our minds back to Yahweh. Like the words say, if any are oppressed, let them pray. You got joy, sing praise. Communicate with our Heavenly Father. Communicate with your brothers and your sisters. Show that love that's missing in this world. Those people ask, you know, the Black Eyed Peas ask, where is the love? We ought to say, in Yisrael. That's where the love is. Because we're doing the things of Yah and showing forth love so that all may know we are the disciples of Yahushua HaMashiach, our Savior, our Redeemer. So, this has been Brother Dale Well. Thank you for joining me. And I bid you shalom.
Because you have rejected his instructions.